what's in a name? For the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, names, or domain names, are the way to organize a chaotic global internet. But the task of assigning domain names and the content those names imply, .com, .net, and .org, for example, also is increasingly political. ICANN was created by the U.S. government, and despite international representatives on its board, ICANN ultimately still answers to the U.S. Department of Commerce. But the department has never used that authority until last month. That was when a 5-year-old plan to generate a new domain name suddenly ignited new outrage, mostly from the Christian right. The new domain name was to be .xxx, designated specifically for internet porn. After a deluge of 6,000 letters, the Commerce Department stepped in to halt ICANN's imminent passage of .xxx. But according to Brett Fawcett, a lawyer and advisor to ICANN, opposition to the new domain name extended far beyond America's borders.
There were also some governments that wrote to ICANN. ICANN has a body known as the Government Advisory Committee, on which representatives of the world's government sit. And some of the people who were opposed to it included the board member from China, board member from Mexico. If you look at where people came from who voted against it, they come from countries that I think you could fairly describe as more conservative.
Could you sum up what the argument against the .xxx domain name would be? It seems to me that if you put all the porn guys there, you'd be able to identify them and perhaps even regulate them ultimately.
You know, politics truly does make strange bedfellows, because on both sides of this issue, we find conservative groups and pro-pornography groups who don't want to see .xxx come into being. From the conservative side are those who think that a top-level domain specifically devoted to adult content would somehow give it legitimacy that it shouldn't have. The pornographers who are on that side don't want a .xxx because they don't want to be ghettoized into a .xxx. They want to stay in .com. And on the other side of the equation, you have people who are in favor of it, who include conservative family groups, who think that, yes, having a segregated area for .xxx and adult content would be a very good thing for families and children. And you also have pornographers who think it would be a good thing because it'd give them another brand.
So let's unpack these arguments for and against .xxx. People on the Christian right or the conservative groups who oppose this domain are, well, at the very least, a bit naive if they think that the pornography business needs the legitimacy of a particular domain name to be strong.
I think it is naive, but I think that there really is a segment of the community, you find this view all over the world, that believes that once you give it an official label accessible to anyone in the world, that that elevates it in status and somehow makes it acceptable. I don't agree with that view, but I understand it.
And when the pornographers say they don't want it because it'll ghettoize them, this is voluntary. So far, at least, the proposal has them able to keep their .com domain name along with the .xxx, so it seems to me there wouldn't be any ghettoization going on.
Absolutely. The proposal right now is voluntary. But, you know, I think it's naive for the people who are in favor of it not to think that governments are going to piggyback on top of .xxx with national laws requiring adult content to move into .xxx.
Is that because once they're all in XXX, you can start imposing controls on XXX? At least Sandra Day O'Connor said that the .com world is virtually unpoliceable.
That's exactly the point. And if you go back 10 years when Congress was first dealing with adult content on the internet, they passed something called the Communications Decency Act. This went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and the court said, this is unconstitutional. And one of the opinions that's often looked to for the greatest weight is Sandra Day O'Connor's opinion. And she said, you know, the Communications Decency Act isn't constitutional now, but maybe someday we'll be able to zone the internet the same way we zone adult businesses out of, you know, areas where there are school children, areas where there are churches, areas where there are families. She said, we're not there yet, but maybe someday we'll get there. And I think that if .xxx passes, and I still think it will, over the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see many, many nations pass laws requiring pornographic content to move into .XXX.
All right. Brett, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Brett Fawcett is an attorney and an advisor to ICANN, representing internet users.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.